I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. My name is Sam Pickin, and I got some of our awesome executive team here. We're going to talk all things C3 Church culture. So over on the far side, we have Pastor Steve Burgess, and then we have Pastor Rock Mutugeki, and then we have my beautiful wife, Jess. And this is awesome. Welcome, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
C3 Church, yeah. C3 Culture. C3 Culture, I mean, it's our distinctives. We have our core values, which is Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, and Connect-driven. And then we have our 10 identifiers. We released a brand new culture video with our 10 distinctives on it. And C3, I mean, it's changed my life. It's a life-changing movement. And our culture and who we are and the DNA of who we are is really important. Mm-hmm. So why don't we just start with, I mean, how would you describe the uniqueness and distinctives of C3?
I think to me, it's a family that is joined together by Christ and fun. The things that we have together across the continent when we come to the room are manifested. Mm-hmm. But also, if you go to the villages or you go to the cities, you still see the same thing, the same DNA flowing, regardless of where you are.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and I think our hope is that no matter where you go around the world, you can walk into a C3 church and it feels like home, because we have the shared personality, we have the shared culture, the sense of who we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're shooting for.
What is it? What is the feel? What is the vibe? Yeah. Like if someone was watching and they have not experienced C3 in any of our churches, how would you describe it to them?
I mean, for me, I love that it's normal people. So, you know, you can often go to other situations and it's kind of filled with superstars or these people that look incredibly talented. But C3s, we're all like a bunch of misfits and we're all just love Jesus and are doing our best. And you can feel that there's such a such an acceptance in that, and there's such an empowerment in that. And yeah, I think that's it for me. It's the empowering, accepting kind of vibe of C3.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I love the fact that it's not overly prescriptive or rigid. We have pretty generous cultural parameters, which are, we leave it up to local churches to define what that looks like in their own context. So the fact that we're not sort of cookie cutter, we leave room for individual personalities and we allow people to be the best version of themselves.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
And I think for me it's simple. Just simple, clear, but also depicts what kingdom culture really looks like.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things for us, like what you said, empowerment, but even just for our story, we've been a part of C3 for 20 years. Feeling that level of belief from C3, from leaders to you know, be able to make mistakes and be like a person trying to work out Christianity and try and move forward, and that there's this freedom of expression. It's a freedom of growing and maturing in Christ, and then just such a belief and an empowering voice that feels so supportive and permissive to be able to actually rise. Because I don't know how you guys feel, but that word misfits is, it's beautiful to see so many different people from so many different walks of life actually grow in remarkable ways and be released and empowered to be all they can be in Jesus. Like it is distinct. Not every church is like that.
It is. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you come like to the world where I come from, you'll just see that this is completely different. Mm. I come from a world of chiefs, of big guy. If you have more money, then you have more respect. Mm. Then you have a better seat. But our culture blends everything together. Like you walk into the room and you can't recognize who is the big guy and the small guy. We are, it levels us and makes us family, makes us simple, and mm-hmm. makes us accepted and welcome. So it's everything to us, means mm-hmm. a lot.
So good. Yeah, awesome. That's beautiful. Earl, as I said, we have released recently this culture video that has 10 distinctives. And, you know, in some ways, it's nothing new. Mm-hmm. But then in other ways, the new expression of the video coming out feels really fresh and mm-hmm. new. Is there any that come to mind from the list that stand out to you, that really impact you, that have made a difference in your life?
Yeah, I love second mile generosity. I think that's really well put. I think that we are people who go the extra mile in generosity, in hospitality, in making people feel at home. I think that's something that we are, and it's something that we aspire to be. And as you say, these aren't really new.
Yeah.
We've just worked really hard to put some new language to it, which I think animates these cultural values quite well. So second mile generosity, I think, is the one that I really like.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what you were saying, like that it isn't new culture, it's when you were asking what is C3 culture, it's been very hard to nail that down. And we often people will ask, what is C3? What makes C3 so different to any other movement? And you can't explain it. And we've said that to people, that you have to kind of experience it to understand it.
Yeah.
I can say all of these things, but you won't truly know how amazing C3 is until you're in a conference or you're in a C3 church, and then you feel that. And then everything that we're saying comes actually to life. And you're like, oh, I actually understand now what that second mile generosity means. I get it. You like feel it. It's more something that needs to be experienced. But in saying that, we've done our best to narrow it down to those 10 to try and, do our best to explain it.
Can you think of some of the things, the descriptive words, when people first experience it and they walk into our church? Can you feel us think of some of the things that they say?
Yeah, most of the time the common word is like, I feel like I'm at home. One person, we actually had this great couple that's recently gotten saved in our church maybe about a year ago, and they've been on this amazing journey. And I remember meeting the guy for the first time, and I was saying, you know, what do you think of church? How has it been for you? And his answer was, he's a cop. And he said, I'm not really into the church thing. I'm not really into God, but this is the only place that I feel peace. In my world, in my life, I see so much and I experience so much, but when I come through these doors, I feel peace. And so it's really cool.
What about you, Rock? What's one of your favorites from the list?
Prayer comes first.
Yes.
Right.
Now, amen. Everyone prays, but having it come first is important. Now, in our services, in our huddles, in our leaders' teams, in our regional gatherings, just knowing that everything is birthed by prayer and sticking to that. In the present generation, it is very easy to get lost in business and a lot of stuff.
True, yeah.
And then you only remember to pray after things are not going well.
Right.
Right.
But just knowing that we are a church that prays fast.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that in your church? How do you play that out?
We pray about everything. We pray together. And we pray also on Zoom for our youth day. That's Wednesday. We pray on Zoom. But on Friday night, we'll have a prayer service.
Come on.
And we allow everyone to come in. So we are actually not praying when something is happening. We are praying before it happens.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And when it's happening, we continue praying, but building on a foundation that is already strong and established.
Yeah.
And it's alive. And we pray globally.
Yeah.
Like that global prayer thing is, my goodness, nothing like it. Looking at people, different nations, and all our leaders and people coming together. it's something that blends us, and we will keep on doing as C3 Church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most exciting things about that culture video is that more than ever, we have looked to communicate our culture in a way that showcases our wealth and diversity and the true global nature of our movement. So in the past, we've largely just had perhaps Pastor Phil and Chris presenting it. And obviously they feature in this video, but we also have different people from around the world and shots of C3 churches that share this culture, but look so different. And again, the culture has been interpreted by the experts. What Second Mile Generosity looks like in New Zealand is going to be different to what Second Mile Generosity looks like in Kampala or in Copenhagen or in Mexico City. So again, we've got this culture that can be taken and contextualized and can look like a thousand different expressions.
It's awesome when they every presenter on the video, the 10 different presenters all have different accents. And that's an interesting cultural word, accent too, is you know, you can have two different people speaking the same language, but depending on cultural environment, have a different accent. And the accent is the family expression of, you know, different families have different accents. And there is a C3 accent. You know, a lot of churches talk about prayer. A lot of churches talk about generosity. A lot of churches talk about the distinctives that we have all through the video. But there's the accent of the way C3 expresses it that makes a big difference. So the way we pray, I mean, at least the way we do in our church, well, it's loud, it's expressive, it's effective and fervent. Like, and that's the way I go to any C3 church and the prayer is felt the same. And we've had people come into our prayer meetings and from other expressions of Christianity and have been set free and you know, in a way, just wow, like I love the way it's done here, even though like I've seen it done different in other places.
And that's when you start to get into the interesting stuff about cultural development. And I know, Jess, you've done a lot about this, that, you know, it's not necessarily a case of right and wrong culture, it's a case of different, like, you know, the way that we do prayer is not necessarily the only way that prayer can be done in the body of Christ, but this is the way that we do it because this is who we are.
And not being apologetic that this is who we are. Like, I love that we are C3 and I love the way we do things. I love what you were saying as well, Steve, that the culture's the same but the outworking may even be slightly different in each setting, but the heart and the spirit stays the same, which is awesome.
Like being magnetically creative. That's so diverse. But we define it in a very, very good way. It doesn't mean you should have a lot to be creative. Just allow your brain to work and move.
Come on.
But in a creative way.
You so do, what do you do? Because you
how we demonstrate that in the village without a PA system.
Come on.
And how you demonstrate that in the city, how the Fijians demonstrate it, and then the Asians. Creativity is this thing of what brings who we are. We are not shabby. We use our heads wherever we are, and we bring out something beautiful, like new ways of preaching the gospel. For us, it's always been the Crusades. And we've been creative, like thinking. I remember Pastor Phil telling me and saying, Rock, what can you do with your community that they will fall in love with the church? And then went back and then we thought about a dancing competition, soccer tournament. And these are things that everyone can do in their context. So creatively, magnetically creative is something that I love about C3, that wherever you go, you find creative people thinking and of new ways reaching out their communities.
So and I think as well, like, it's really interesting where we are in terms of our history. So we were a local church in a particular context that became a movement of churches, and for many years perhaps they would look to this local church on the northern beaches of Sydney to see how you know, C3 culture was practiced. But now we've transitioned to really become a global movement of churches,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which is very different. And now what we're trying, what we're starting to see, and we saw this in Singapore,
yeah.
which was not a theme for the conference. It was a definitive statement about the movement that we are becoming. Yep. We are a truly yep. global movement, mm-hmm. and there is riches and there is wealth in this, in the mm-hmm. various cultures that we have already, you know, as a part of us. And so I think, you know, we've discovered something of who we are, and we are discovering who we are more and more, mm-hmm. Which mm-hmm. means that, you know, we're really in an exciting phase of our history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We, what you're referring to is we had all our churches from nearly 600 churches globally came together in Singapore. Mm-hmm. And it was actually the first time that we'd done this in a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. But that creative expression of who we are through, you know, the Fijians and the Africans getting up on stage and dancing at different times, songwriting through the conference, mm-hmm. Different teams from different churches around the world having creative expressions through the conference was one of the cultural strengths that came through it. Mm. What were some of the other things in being at that conference or that really stood out and was magnified through that event for you in our culture? What were some other things that came out of that Singapore
Obviously
gathering?
The stories were very compelling. So we heard stories of C3 churches being the church in many places all around the world, mm-hmm. and large churches and small churches and city churches, village churches.
Yeah.
So that was really striking. We don't always get the opportunity to do that. So that was really special, I think.
Mm-hmm. The IC moments,
mm-hmm. right,
were amazing. Mm-hmm. How different people come up there and our leaders looking at the C3 they see in future, mm-hmm. and you could see that it all blended.
It was
into one
so
thing.
Crazy, wasn't it?
It was crazy. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've actually taken the IC stuff and we've put that in our conference.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it worked so well because it's an articulation from someone that may not be preaching or doing something else, and it's mm-hmm. ownership of the vision.
Mm.
And then, so we've done the IC, we just had a conference recently and we did IC moments just the same way we did in Singapore. And it's amazing to see up and coming voices and new and fresh voices articulate like the rich heritage of our culture mm-hmm. in their way, in their language. And I would encourage many of our C3 pastors around the world to try it. Do IC moments and you'll be surprised how people articulate what we take for granted.
Well, it's a great opportunity for an amen too, for people to say, yeah, I see that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. What were some of the other things in Singapore?
The celebration moments.
Yeah.
When we celebrated the McIntyres and the Kelseys.
Yeah.
Just showing that we are not people who just charge into tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
but also we have roots. That is where we've come from, and we cherish that and honor that. And to me and Deborah, it was more like, my goodness, what a heritage.
Mm. Totally.
We had many team members say to us, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're hearing the story. Like, we're talking over 40 years of history.
Yeah.
Mm. And not of people that aren't in the movement anymore, people that are still loyal to the movement, still here, still running hard today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually had many people say, like, this makes me want to be a part of it more, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's unique.
Yeah, it is unique. I think we, like, I think maybe you said we take it for granted.
Yeah.
Like, I think we do when we've been in C3 for as long as we have and we love it so dearly, we can start to take it for granted. What we have is unlike any other movement. I haven't seen that happen like that anywhere else. And the history and the heritage, like you were saying. And if anything, it gives confidence to go into the future, is knowing what has been is such healthy groundwork for then the excitement of what's to come. And I would say, I think the IC moments is part of that, and seeing the youth down the front at the conference and being able to visit a lot of C3 churches and seeing the vibrancy that is there. It just gets me so excited for now where we get to go and we get to build off such a great heritage.
Yeah, totally. It is exciting. A conference was a massive highlight this year. Mm-hmm. And it helped every time it's really important to get to gatherings. Every time yes. we get to gatherings, yep. our team get to gatherings, it's a reminder again, this is our plumb line. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going. It's like a compass moving forward. And totally. But the reality is that we're talking about culture. Culture leaks and we get mm. cultural drift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've got churches all over the world. And so how would you encourage leaders when it comes to cultural drift or things?
Well, I think a cultural drift probably happens most when we are isolated. And that's why I think it's so important we talk about being intentionally relational. Connection comes with a cost. So, you know, we as people go out of our way to make sure that we are connecting with yeah. the vision, yep. connecting with the culture,
yep.
connecting with other local C3 churches yep. in our nation, in our region, in our city, to kind of maintain that sense of unity, because that benefits us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Intentionally relational is one of our
cultural distinctives, yeah. So that's who we are.
There is yeah. every single time we promote a conference or an event, people fight for the price that it's going to take to get there. Mm-hmm. And I get it, but I've never heard anyone get to something and pay a price to get there and regret it.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially not something like our regional gatherings or our global events or anything.
Totally.
I think as well, like I'm so often in events where I think, oh, I just wish my team was here to hear this, because it's not just about me getting it, it's about them getting it, and then we all get it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's really important, that, you know, when there's a global day of prayer, that as a church, that we're engaging with that. When there's a regional gathering, you know, we're engaging with that. There are so many ways to connect with C3. And, you know, I think for us as local church leaders, and I'm a local church pastor, you know, we really want to be front footed about connecting with the vision, the culture, who we are.
And personally, that's what changed me. Mm-hmm. That's where I got the heart of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just showing up in these meetings. For instance, I came up to the first one. I was dressed in my suit. you need to look at that picture.
Maybe we can put the picture.
And I ended up in a room and everyone was putting on either a t-shirt or a checked shirt, something like that.
And look at you now.
And I love to be like everyone in the room. Like, no one told me, go change your clothes. Mm. And that's important. C3 is not about the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the shirt. But right. we are family. So we blend in an easy way.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked like an odd man out, and I wanted to speak the same language and look like the people around. So you know what I did, Sam? I went to the bathrooms. I put off my jacket, folded my shirt, untucked, and came back in the meeting, and I looked like everyone else. So it's important to celebrate the same things that people celebrate. For instance, if we say we are casual, it doesn't mean we are Western. I mean, mm-hmm. we are simple. It's for us to relate to someone in our community.
Relatable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Relatable. Mm-hmm. And some people say C3 culture is Western culture. It's not.
How do you respond to that when you hear that?
It's not Western culture. There are things that people put in their culture, but they are actually not culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's the things that we can contextualize
yeah.
and apply differently.
Yeah,
for instance,
worship is one of our distinctives.
Worship, yeah, worship.
Is that Western?
It's not. It's not. I dance in my own style. Steve dances in his own style.
Does he?
I don't know how Jess does moves. He?
Like a nervous goat. Like
but we all bring it together and we lift it to God. Mm-hmm. It's not shabby. Yeah.
Right.
It's still neat.
The truth is all of us wish we could dance like you. That's the truth. No, worship, I mean, worship is a massive expression of who C3 is. Songwriting, it bleeds into the creative side of it, but what it also does, which another one of our distinctives is builds faith.
Mm-hmm.
And these worshipful environments and us coming together and you know, giving God glory together and in these environments, I think that's a big thing for cultural drift, is worship is a unifying thing, mm-hmm. prayer is a unifying thing, and that element of faith that comes through our culture is unifying. Mm-hmm. Just by getting people to these events and by being involved in these different things, it really does help build momentum.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about cultural drift?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, cultural drift definitely happens. I personally believe that culture is way more important than even vision. And we often talk about vision as churches, and we set out our vision and we make it clear, you know, it's what we've been told to do. But I've seen churches with great vision and bad culture never achieve the vision. But then churches that have great culture could have no vision and they're still going somewhere. Like, I truly believe that the culture is way more important. And I think, I mean, especially for me, because I just love C3. It's changed my life. I'm really proud of the C3 culture. But I know that when we can be disconnected for a little bit too long or in different cultural contexts, the cultural drift can happen because there's almost like a feeling that we're not allowed to be proud of our culture.
Right.
And so it can start to change and you know, maybe that's okay. And if somebody isn't connecting with the C3 culture, then they don't need to be a part of our family. And that's okay too. But if we're a part of this family, like, we're proud of it and we shout it from the rooftops and we celebrate it and we get together, and the unifying nature of being together just enforces that culture more. Mm-hmm. And selfishly, it's only ever done great things in our church. Like, right. it's awesome to be part
of it. So you guys really do promote C3. I mean, it's very clear that you are a C3 church in Toronto, and you reference the global movement often in your church. I'd imagine that's intentional. Why is that, and what does it achieve?
I mean, in the beginning, it was selfish. Mm. Like, we were starting in a city and nobody knew who we were. And so it brought credibility. We would play the original culture videos that we had, and it gave us the history that we were talking about, the 40 years history that we didn't have yet. Mm. It brought credibility, and
And there's a flow. There's a flow of anointing, and there's a flow of momentum. And it's just life and leadership and building church is too hard. Make it easier for yourself. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Yes. Like, we don't have to come up with all these individual cultural strengths when they're already there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we have a resource hub, we have the global team that put together so many things, even these podcasts are just really helpful things, messages to the movement, a lot of resource that can be used that just essentially bring momentum to church. And what that
getting
means
to those
is
conferences
more,
is that as well,
and it just means more fruit. It means more life change, more salvation, and more miracles, because it works.
And again, because the cultural parameters are so generous and agreeable, it doesn't mean that we have to become clonish.
No.
There's room for personalities. There's room for people to be authentically themselves.
Yes, definitely.
So, it's only ever done good for
and
us.
And also the sense of feeling that I would rather be small in a big thing than big in my own context is interesting. Being in the room in Singapore, I felt like, oh my goodness, I'm part of what is happening in the Arab world. I'm part of what is happening in Toronto. Part of just being part of the whole thing brings the whole kingdom DNA in it. And so It's very easy. We are not just here for what we get.
Right.
But sometimes we are here for what we add.
Yeah, 100%.
So, and that is important, that you can be helpful to someone, help someone come to the conference, and then help run the conference. All these things work together. It's beautiful to be part of this movement.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, being a unifier. Like, what a notion. Mm-hmm. You know, celebrate it, be unified, champion the culture. So do you use the cultural video in your context?
Yes.
What do you do?
The video is well done. So what we do is we play it before conference. We use it in our next step.
Yeah.
And we refer people to it when they want to know our culture.
Yeah.
We are C3 men, we use this thing.
Totally.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a couple of versions. There's the full version, then there's one that's two-thirds kind of version that's a bit cut down just for the sake of convenience. Mm-hmm. These can be found on the Resource Hub and also YouTube. And then there is some future iterations of it where it will be more reels and social media. So there's different stuff coming out, which is good. The tools, the global team do such a great job to create tools that can be user-friendly for us. Mm-hmm. We play it on, we have very strategic Sundays, like at least four a year, mm-hmm. where we really draw attention to it, play the full version, highlight it, celebrate the movement just as a part of our service.
Yeah.
We reference the values in our next steps, which is asked at every single one of our services. We always talk about the movement, the global movement in next steps, and yeah, we use it all the time.
I've used that video around the world, and it's particularly powerful, I think, for people who may not necessarily know or really get the sense that C3 is a global movement. Maybe they're within a region that is relatively isolated, or C3 is new. They're not as familiar with our history and our story. I've shared it around the world. It always has a great effect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, helpful.
It's awesome. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. It's just so awesome. There's tons of stuff on the C3 Church Global website, on our podcast. These will keep coming out, but we just encourage you so much. Lean into the culture. Receive the blessing of the culture. Don't apologize about it. It's amazing, this family of churches that we get to be a part of. And we really believe that this is a benefit to you, and it's going to inspire you. Thank you, guys,
thank you for everything. Thank you.
It's been awesome.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, at our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.